Thanks for being with us today on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Let's go to Yemen now, where the civil war between the government and the Houthi rebels has killed at least 5,000 civilians so far, with thousands more dead from a massive cholera epidemic and almost 200 million people on the brink of famine. Tancred Sterba is former president of Doctors Without Borders in Germany, and he's currently on the organization's International Board of Directors. Dr. Sterba has just returned from Yemen, where he spent a month working as an ER doctor in hospitals and clinics around the country.
The situation is pretty bad in Yemen today. We see basically three big challenges. One is the war, and sort of underlying is the cholera epidemic, which is now close to 800,000 people infected. It's spreading all over the country, and we see, of course, war wounded, war affected people, and we see also a lot of malnourished children, and these combined medical challenges are just too big to stem in a failing health structure where less than half of all the hospitals are still working.
You mentioned the triple problem: war and injuries from war, cholera and hunger, famine, which we've reported on here on The Takeaway. Those second two problems, cholera and famine, are they a result of the first?
Yes, they are. Of course, Yemen has been a poor country before the war broke out. But what we see now is that the people are so poor, they can't even afford to buy food. Sometimes they're too poor to afford the transportation to the hospital. I'll give you a small example. A family and the mother was severely sick with cholera, and she came to the hospital, and she was very, very sick, sunken eyes, the pulse, we couldn't almost palpate. So we really had to put her on IV fluids immediately to save her life. And then she was pregnant, and the next day she had sort of cramps, and the baby was born premature. Little Ali was very small, and we had to ventilate him for more than half an hour. And he was in a very unstable condition, and it took a few days before we could unite mother and child again. And that was a progressive family. The father was very caring for the family, but they just living in a village remotely from any health system. So by the time they made it to the hospital, she almost died and lost the child. So it was just pure luck that we could save both mother and child.
You know, the strain of infectious diseases and famine on the population there. But what kind of injuries are you seeing among civilians due to war?
Yeah, we see on a daily basis, we see a lot of gunshot wounds in Taiz, which is a bigger city in the frontline area. We see more than 800 casualties related to the war every single month, and the majority of them are children and women, of course, civilians not being involved in the fighting. So the toll on the civil society is huge in Yemen, and we are not seeing any end on that. And we are having really trouble getting enough resources coming into Yemen, enough doctors, nurses, sort of international aid workers to help out, because the local system is in the brink of collapse.
Meanwhile, that local system, Tancred Sterba, that helps support international work like Doctors Without Borders, has thousands of healthcare workers who aren't being paid at all. What's going on?
Yeah, it's another huge challenge, maybe one of the biggest we face now in the health system, that most of the doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers haven't been paid for a year. So all they do is voluntary work, but of course they can't afford that. They have to support their families. So despite the 1,800 staff we employ in Yemen in the sort of trauma care, in the cholera treatment centers, we also have another 1,200 staff from Ministry of Health, which we pay in order to keep those hospitals running where we work in. And that's a big challenge because, of course, a hospital without staff is not a hospital we can work in. And so to sort of keep those staff getting some sort of income so they can survive, can support their families is crucial. And sort of despite the lack of IV fluids, drugs, infrastructure, medical infrastructure, it's really a big challenge to see how these people can keep coming to work without being paid.
So what you're saying, Tancred Sterba, is that in addition to Doctors Without Borders' own medical efforts and relief efforts, you're helping to prop up the health system in Yemen and its own workers.
That's true. And it, of course, this shouldn't be our task. I mean, as a medical organization, we should focus on getting drugs and getting people sort of treated who are either affected by the war or famine or cholera, but we have to sort of support the system because it's simply nobody else is doing it. And this, of course, is something we do additionally to all the challenges we face. And there's a clear call from our side to say, please, other health actors, come in, support the staff getting sort of their salaries again, because otherwise there's no hope that this crumbling health system will ever improve again.
Has Doctors Without Borders made appeals to other international relief organizations or international governments to help in propping up the health system in Yemen, which is collapsing?
Well, very clearly, if you look at the root causes of the war in Yemen, it's an international war now with different sort of parties being involved. And of course, without sort of the political solution of that war, there's hardly any sign of improvement we can expect. So we really sort of call to all parties of the conflict to stop bombing civilians, stop bombing hospitals, and let sort of imports of medical goods and other relief items be allowed to come into Yemen, because we see that the situation gets worse by the day. And of course, an organization like us and a few others who work in the country are far too few to compensate for the cracking health system and the health support we see in the country.
Dr. Tancred Sturba with Doctors Without Borders, recently back from a month in Yemen. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.